On Friday morning at 10, people will be gathering outside the Multnomah County Courthouse in downtown Portland to demand accountability for police officers who kill and injure civilians. In Oregon, a prominent source of leadership in this movement is Pacific Northwest Family Circle. One of that group's main organizers, Irene Kalonji, spoke to KBOO this afternoon to share her story and talk about the campaign.
So my name is Irene Kalonji, and I'm the mother who lost her son, my son in police violence on January 28, 2016, Clackamas County Sheriff's Office. My son, he has mental crisis, and he called for help, and they come. After this all, they killed him. They murder him. I call this murder because they wound him, and they left him for 4.5 hours bleeding to death in his room without any help. As it happened to me, and I suffer in the grief, during the first 6 months, I met another mother whose son was killed 4 months after my son. It happened in Gresham. And it was Bodhi Phelps, 24 years old, who killed by Gresham police. And I connect with his mom. So we met with her and we share our stories. We share a life of our sons. And we just come to the point that we just know each other, we can share everything and we can support each other. So we decide that we need to connect with people in Oregon who is like us, lost loved one or get injury from police violence, because police violence it's a nationwide problem. And this is the point when our Pacific Northwest Family Circle organization start.
Family Circle also works with the national group POST, or Protect Our Stolen Treasures, whose leader Yolanda McNair began the Feet to the Fire campaign, which aims to put pressure on local district attorneys.
Why DA? Because DA is the first step to our justice system. And all of our cases show that none of the police officers involved in shooting and killing people was held accountability for this. And DA, in our justice system, they have a power. They have a big power because they decide indict or not indict, accountable or not accountable. So, Feet to Fire campaign, when we go to each month, we're doing this nationwide with different states, the same day, the same time, we go to courthouse, to our outside of courthouse, and it's peaceful protest when we show people, we share our story, and we educate people about DA, their power in the system, and we have our demands that we share with people. We want transparent and accountable justice system. So it means the crime by a police officer, they need to be, accountable for what they did. They're killing people, and it's human beings. And it does not matter who you are, your president, your judge, your officer, you some big rich people, but you take a human being from this life, and it's crime, and you need to be responsible for this.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. So this event's coming up on Friday at 10 in the morning?
We're doing this from 10 to noon, 2 hours. This will be downtown Portland by Multnomah County Courthouse. We share our story. We show our loved one who we lost. We try and educate people about DA power in justice system.
Do you know of any upcoming in the upcoming election, if there are any local DAs who are running in any strong races?
We have a project with Search Portland for Black Lives Matter. What we do, and we are doing research and looking for civil lawyers who can work with us and he who can be as a candidate for DA.
Irene, was there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
You have to be responsible for your lives, for your family, and the time coming to vote, please pay attention who you are voting, especially in justice system, because you can be a victim of the system. We don't really want other people like we are, you know, be victim of the system. So we need to take a power in our hands and do the job for this.
I've been speaking with Irene Kalonji with the group Pacific Northwest Family Circle. Irene, thank you so much for your generosity and for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.